Good evening. For the first song, let's turn to song number 382 in the Christian hymnal. Song number 382. The next song, let's turn to song number 371. Song number 371.
Mercy for more and deeper grace.
For the last song, let's turn to song number 350. Song number 350.
Good evening, everyone. So good to see all of you here. It's a beautiful day. We've had a blessed day already, and especially this morning in the morning service. Many times when we think of a song service, we may think of the Psalms, and I'm going to go on a little different tack here tonight. I just recently finished reading in the book of Revelation, and you know, there's just some beautiful things there in those last chapters. Well, not just the last ones, but especially as some of the description of heaven. And I'm just going to read a few verses here to start with. And I realize we're on a short time here. We'll see if we can hold this to maybe 10 minutes or less here. Chapter 22 of Revelation. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. It's interesting to notice that it talks about a month there. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. I just want to stop there with that for tonight. But so after I was looking at those in the end of Revelation, I went back to start in the book of Genesis again. And You know, there are some just amazing things. Two things that we have in the first two chapters of Genesis. One is a river that flowed through Eden to water it. And in the end of Revelation, we have a river coming out of the throne of God. And maybe that's the river we're speaking about when we talk about gathering at the river or gathering by the river. I just noticed a few extra things that maybe I hadn't just thought of before, but there were several different things that God named in the first book of first two chapters, or the first, maybe it's two, both chapters. One of them is that God called the light day and the darkness he called night. The dry land he called earth and the firmament he called heaven. Now, I don't know what language they were using at that time or what God, language, even maybe by the time of Moses we would have known that they were speaking the language of the Hebrews. But to me that is really very special, those names that he gave. And then as I read this, I wondered, when was water created? Because it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then it says that the waters were there, or it calls it the face of the deep. Well, then it says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So when was water created? I don't know. Maybe that was all part of that those first two verses. But, and then when was time? When did time actually start? Well, in verse 14 of chapter 1, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." Those days and years look like something that can be measured. So, all these things were kind of a blessing to me as I was thinking of them. And then in chapter 2, I would like to just read of this a little bit. So many years ago, over in the old church house, what we call the old church house across the road. This one is, we've used this one a lot longer, and we use that one for the church services. But we had a visiting evangelist, and he asked the question, does man have a soul, or is he a soul? Well, I remember that question. For one reason, I was not quite sure of the answer, and the other reason was that this man had a way of asking questions that most answers that you gave were probably going to be the wrong ones, so I don't think I risk any answer on that one. But in chapter 2 of Genesis, we find an answer to that one. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I think that breath of life is the difference between humanity and all the other animals and beings that God created. That breath of life, I think, is where the immortal part of our being came into being. All right, going down to verse 9, "And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden." You notice that the tree of life is mentioned there in chapter 22 of Revelation. "And also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." That tree is not mentioned in Revelation that I know of. So, one other little lesson yet in relation to our Sunday school lesson this morning. That is this marvel of the man and the woman. Going to verse 19, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Now, I have heard this referred to as Adam's IQ test. And you know what? If I have three or four animals to name, that would be a pretty big job for me. But to name all the beasts of the world that were created, and it says whatever Adam called them, that's what they were called. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helpmeet for him. So we have the first surgery that takes place. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Now, someone in our church years ago had mentioned that there's one bone in your body that can grow back, and that bone is the rib. So I wondered about this, and so one day during my short stint at Cox Medical Center I worked there for a couple of years, I'm riding in an elevator with one of the surgeons in there that I at least knew by name, and so I asked him about that. Is it possible for the person's rib to grow back? And he said, yes, if it's properly capped, it can grow back. Well, whatever that means, it's not really important, and yet it was kind of special to me to think of that. And we noticed that this rib, which was taken from a man's side, was produced Adam's bride. And I love the picture that many years later on a cross, someone else's side was opened for a purchase of his bride, and that was the Lord Jesus. All right, well, with a few of these thoughts in mind, I'd like to just sing a couple of songs that would go with this thought. If you want to turn to number 31 in your church hymnal, I actually was thinking this was in the Christian hymnal, and suddenly I couldn't find it there this evening, and I was about ready to panic, and I checked, here it was. The Spacious Firmament on High. This is a song that calls for a lot of energy, and, you know, it probably would be good for all of us to stand, but maybe not everybody can stand as well. I don't know if you can or not tonight. But maybe you remain seated, but you can just kind of stand up inside. That means kind of sit up straight and be poised and ready for high energy output here. The spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky and spangled heavens a shining frame, their great original proclaim. Number 31, let's sing this song.
Oh, the spacious firmament on high, with all the blue ethereal sky, spangled heavens a shining frame, their great original proclaim. The weary sun from
Say amen. 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 Turn to number 304. This one is more of a not so much an earthly light as divine light. Let there be light, Lord God of hosts. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for creating this world and for creating us. Thank you, Lord, for every person here tonight and even those that aren't here, our congregation, our families, our loved ones, and many other peoples of the earth, of which you are the Father. Just be with us in this song service, and may our hearts be drawn to you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, at this time, we'd like to invite the future chorus of this church to come forward, all the children. What about up to 10 years of age? Would that be too old? Just come here to the front, and Nicoletta will lead you in a few songs.
Thank you.
you for leading those songs, Nicoletta. Okay, so the next song, let's sing song number 82 in the Christian hymnal. And after this song, Kyler has a group. Song number 82 in the Christian hymnal.
All right, good evening. Tonight we have one song, and we hope it can be a blessing. We'll be singing Prayer of the Children.
Mm-hmm. In their shattered world, angry gods preach a gospel full of hate, blood of the innocent on their hands, crying, Jesus, help me to feel the sun again. On my face, for when darkness clears, I know you're near, bringing peace again. Dali chuyete, sedeche molite.
Thank you, young men. When you mentioned that song that you're going to sing, I thought, well, that's pretty big. Thank you. Beautiful. If you have a song you'd like to have sung, and we'll give you the opportunity, it's not that we don't have any others to sing, but does someone have one you'd like to sing? No, I didn't give you any warning. All right, let's go ahead and sing number 377 in the church hymnal. And we may have room for just one, if somebody actually has one that you'd like to sing. Number 377, The Sands of Time Are Sinking. people our age are moving off the scene pretty fast, and if you get to see more paper, wow. All the people who are dying. But the sands of time are sinking, but what? The dawn of heaven breaks. Now, the Bible says, talks about doing things in season and out of season, and you can probably tell, and I made a fool of myself there a little bit ago, that I shouldn't even be here tonight, but I am anyhow. So just take courage. You know, most people don't mind if someone else makes a fool of themselves. It's kind of enjoyable all around, isn't it? Yes, I enjoy it too. All right, number says 377. Does anyone have a request? 505 in the hymnal, church hymnal. All right, 505. All right. We'll let the chorus come up for several numbers or whatever they have for us on the last verse here. Christ's everlasting gospel.
Christ's everlasting gospel is ringing out of Once the disciples were out, in a boat with Jesus, and it was a stormy, tempestuous night,
and they thought they were going to perish, and they cried out to God for salvation. And this song, Fierce Rage of the Tempest, draws a parallel in our own lives and the tempests that we face, and us crying out to Jesus for help in our time of need. And then the second song that we have tonight is a familiar one. I am the bread of life. All who eat this bread will never die.